When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia episode number 199. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, bringing you another four rounds of pub quiz style trivia straight into your ears. It's the second quiz of 2024, but before we get started, let's take a quick look at two messages in the inbox today. First of all, Kimberly Cara says, please, 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 could we get a shout out to Natalie Stewart from Lim, who's a fan of the quiz. She gets the whole team to do it at work every Monday, and it's her birthday on Friday. Kimberly, thank you for messaging me. And Natalie Stewart, happy birthday. Ray says, my girlfriend Charlotte and I listen when we're in the car. 2024 is going to be our year for a new high score. Could we get some questions on Grey's Anatomy and Glee? That's all the best, Ray and Charlotte. Thank you for listening, and I'll see what I can do. Right, in this week's edition, we've got the final fling. We'll play 5-4-3-2-1. I've got a trivia trail for you. But let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. It's time for your second general knowledge round of 2024. 10 questions from potluck trivia to get you eased into the quiz. Question number one. Vincent D'Onofrio, or D'Onofrio, reprises his role as which daredevil villain in Marvel's Echo? I didn't realise he was also in Men in Black until very recently. So number one, Vincent D'Onofrio, or D'Onofrio, reprises his role as which daredevil villain in Marvel's Echo? Number two, the juice of which fruit gives a traditional cosmopolitan cocktail its distinctive pink colour? Question number two. The juice of which fruit gives a traditional cosmopolitan cocktail its distinctive pink colour? Number three. Which country are the iconic music duo Daft Punk from? Question three. Which country are the iconic music duo Daft Punk from? Number four. What planet has a storm system called the Great Red Spot? So number four, which planet has a storm system called the Great Red Spot? Number five, which actor played Mini-Me in the second and third of the Austin Powers films? So number five, which actor played Mini-Me in the Austin Powers film series? Number six, from which country do emus originate? Number six, from which country do emus originate? Number seven, Goosebumps are a series of horror novels for younger readers written by whom? So number seven, who was the author of the Goosebumps horror novels for younger readers? Number eight, in Cinderella, what is the pumpkin turned into? Number eight, in Cinderella, what is the pumpkin turned into? Number nine, which Californian football or soccer team did David Beckham sign to in 2007? Number nine, which Californian football team or soccer team did David Beckham sign to in 2007. And finally for this round, number 10, what sort of fish is a kipper? Number 10, what sort of fish is a kipper? My wife occasionally likes those. Oh, they stink the house out. Not a fan myself. If you're ready, crack on with the rest of the podcast. I will have the answers to your general knowledge round in about 5 minutes after round two. For round number two this week, it's time for a trivia trail. 10 more questions of general knowledge, but I'm going to give you a helping hand because the first letter of each of your answers will be the last letter of your previous answer. I'm not saying that it is, but for instance, if your answer to question number one ends in D, then your answer to question number two will begin with D. And that's how we play trivia trail. Question number one. What is Indiana Jones' first name? Question number one, what is Indiana Jones' first name? Number two, name the cowboy enemy of Bugs Bunny. Number two, name the cowboy enemy of Bugs Bunny. Number three, Wayne Rooney left Everton for which football club in August 2004? So number three, Wayne Rooney left Everton for which football club in August 2004? Number four, what is the junior version of Lego called? Question four, what is the junior version of Lego called? Number five, what was the most popular girl's name in the UK in 2023? Number five, according to government data, what is the most popular girl's name for new babies in the UK in 2023? Number six, which operating system does a Google Pixel phone use? So number six, which operating system does a Google Pixel phone use? Number seven, complete the title of the Alan Rickman film. Truly, madly, what? Number seven, complete the title of the Alan Rickman film. Truly, madly, what? Number eight, what does the Y stand for in NIMBY? It's an anachronism. Number eight, what does the Y stand for in NIMBY? It's an anachronism that we associate with people complaining about maybe new buildings or new roads being built near their house. But what does the Y stand for? Number nine, who voiced Maui in Moana? So question number nine, who voiced Maui in Moana? And I think is due to play the live action version as well. And finally, number 10, for all you 90s kids, what was Destiny's Child's debut single? Question number 10, what was the name of Destiny's Child's debut single? I'll give you a clue. It featured the talents of Wyclef Jean as well, but what was it? So there you go, there's your 10 questions on the trivia trail. If you've done it right, the last letter of each of your answers should be the first letter of your next answer. Let's move on to the answers to general knowledge. Number one, Vincent D'Onofrio, or D'Onofrio, reprises his role as which Daredevil villain in Marvel's Echo? He was incredible in Daredevil, playing Wilson Fisk, also known as Kingpin. Very chilling, amazing actor. And I didn't realise he was evil, is it Edgar in Men in Black, the evil bug? That's cool. And number two, the juice of which fruit gives a traditional hello, my Siri is shouting at me. At number two, the juice of which fruit gives a traditional cosmopolitan cocktail its pink colour, cranberry. Number three, which country are the iconic music duo Daft Punk from? France. Number four, which planet has a storm system called the Great Red Spot? Jupiter. Number five, which actor played Mini-Me in the second and third Austin Powers films? Verne Troyer. Number six, from which country do emus originate? Australia. I don't know if Rod Hole originated from Australia as well. That's a very British niche joke. Number 7, Goosebumps are a series of horror novels for younger readers, written by whom? R.L. Stein. Number 8, in Cinderella, what is the pumpkin turned into? It's a coach or carriage. Number 9, which Californian football or soccer team did David Beckham sign to? In 2007, that was LA Galaxy. And number 10, what sort of fish is a kipper? Off of Smoke Me a Kipper, I'll Be Back for Breakfast, it's a herring. That's your general knowledge answers done. I'll have your trivia trail answers after round 3. For round 3, it's time for the return of a good old regular to take away trivia. In this round, question number 1 is worth 5 points. Question 2 is worth 4 points. 3 is for 3 points. Question 4 is worth 2 points. And question 5 is worth just 1 point. That's why we call it 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And question number 1 on your 5, 4 this week. According to the US government census, as of the 1st of July 2023, what are the 5 most populated countries in the world? Number 1, according to the US government census, as of the 1st of July 2023, what are the 5 most populated countries in the world? That's quite a bit of information to get down, so feel free to pause the podcast. Come up with your 5 different answers for those 5 points. Question number 2, I reckon this is a tricky one, one of the hardest questions we've had for a while. Including 2023, who were the last 4 Time Magazine People of the Year or Persons of the Year? So number 2, including 2023, who are the last 4 Time Magazine People or Persons of the Year? So looking for 2023, 22, 21 and 2020. Who are they? 1 year, there might have been 2. Just to throw a curveball out there. Number 3, name the 3 actors who have portrayed the Queen in the Netflix series The Crown. Number 3, name the 3 actors who have played the Queen in the Netflix show The Crown. Number 4, beginning in 1947, the Radcliffe Line is a boundary that separated which 2 countries? Number 4, beginning in 1947, the Radcliffe Line is a boundary that separated which 2 countries? And number 5, false or true, today more messages are sent using carrier pigeons than are sent via fax. So number 5, false or true, today more messages are sent using carrier pigeons than are sent via fax. I mean, Dick Dastardly and Muttley can't stop a fax, can they? Well, they can't stop a pigeon either, but is that true or false? And there you go, there's your 5 questions on 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A lot of info to get down in that round, 5 questions and 15 different answers. So feel free to pause the podcast while you finalise your answers. But if you're ready, here's the answers to the trivia trail. Number 1, what is Indiana Jones' first name? Henry. Number 2, name the cowboy enemy of Bugs Bunny. It's Yosemite Sam. Rootin' tootin' hootin' varmit. At number 3, Wayne Rooney left Everton for which football club in August 2004? Manchester United. Number 4, what is the junior version of Lego called? Duplo. Number 5, what was the most popular girl's name? This obviously applies to newborn babies here in the UK in 2023. And the answer is Olivia. Number 6, which operating system does a Google Pixel phone use? Android. Number 7, complete the title of the Alan Rickman film, Truly Madly What? Deeply. Number 8, what does the Y stand for in NIMBY? Well, a NIMBY applies to someone that is complaining perhaps about something being built next to their house. So if you've got a lovely house with a beautiful back garden, then all of a sudden they decide to throw up 20 houses in what was an empty field behind your house. You are called a NIMBY and it stands for Not In My Backyard. Number 9, who voiced Maui in Moana? It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. At number 10, What Was Destiny's Child's debut single. It featured Wyclef Jean back in 1999. It's No, No, No. And there you go. There's your 10 answers to Trivia Trail. The answers then to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number 1, according to the US government census, as of the 1st of July 2023, what are the 5 most populated countries in the world? China with 1.4 billion. Then it's India with 1.3 billion. United States with 334 million. It's close to 335 now. Indonesia comes next with 279 million. And then it's Pakistan with 247 million. Number 2, including 2023, who are the last 4 Time Magazine Persons of the Year? Taylor Swift for 2023. In 2022, it was President Zelensky of Ukraine. In 2021, it was Elon Musk. And in 2020, it was Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Number 3, name the 3 actors who have played the Queen in The Crown. You could have had Claire Foy, Olivia Colman, and Imelda Staunton. Number 4, since 1947, the Radcliffe Line is a boundary that separates which 2 countries? It's India and Pakistan. And number 5, false or true, today more messages are sent using carrier pigeons than are sent via fax. That is false. I'm afraid I completely made that up. I used to work for a company that until at least 2018 was still using fax machines as part of its regular comms. Scary, isn't it? All right then, that's all your main rounds answers done. Let's move on to the final fling. Okay, quiz heads, for our next round, we delve into the final fling. This is 15 questions of general knowledge, pitched at a slightly harder level than the rest of the podcast. Good luck. Question number 1. The northernmost point in the EU is found in which country? So question number 1. The northernmost point in the EU is found in which country? Number 2, in the event of the death of a US president, the vice president is the first person in line of succession, but who is second? Number 2, in the event of the death of a US president, the vice president is the first person in line of succession, who is second? Number 3, how many brothers make up the US band the Jonas Brothers? So number 3, how many brothers are in the Jonas Brothers? Number 4, who painted the painting The Girl with the Pearl Earring? So number 4, who painted The Girl with the Pearl Earring? Number 5, what is tofu made from? Question number 5, what is tofu made from? Number 6, in what decade was the pop icon Madonna born? Number 6, in what decade was pop icon Madonna born? Number 7, what is the currency of Vietnam? Question 7, what is the currency of Vietnam? Number 8, our solar system lies in which galaxy? Number 8, our solar system lies in which galaxy? Number 9, which river flows through Perth in Australia? So number 9, which river flows through Perth in Australia? Number 10, in what year did Tony Blair become the UK Prime Minister? Number 10, in what year did Tony Blair become the UK Prime Minister? Number 11, in the cartoons, what colour is Scooby-Doo's collar? Number 11, in the cartoons, what colour is Scooby-Doo's collar? Number 12, As Long As He Needs Me, is a song from which musical? Number 12, As Long As He Needs Me, is a song from which musical? Number 13, The Glomma, that's G-L-O-M-M-A, Glomma, is one of the principal rivers of which European country? Number 13, The Glomma is one of the principal rivers of which European country? Number 14, which notable figure was behind the fashion and lifestyle blog, The Tig? Number 14, which notable figure was behind the fashion and lifestyle blog, The Tig? And finally, on this week's podcast, what is the capital of the US state of New Jersey? Number 15, what is the capital of the US state of New Jersey? And that's it. That's your 15 questions on the final fling of this week's takeaway trivia. Pause the podcast while you finish off your answers, because here they come. Okay, I hope you've had time to finalise your answers, because here they come. Number one, the northernmost point of the EU is found in which country? That's in Finland. I believe it's a little village called Nuorgam or Nuorjam. Apologies, Finnish listeners, if I've pronounced that hideously incorrectly. Number two, in the event of the death of the US president, the vice president is the first person in the line of succession who would be second. It's the Speaker of the House. Number three, how many brothers are there in the Jonas Brothers? There are three. Four, who painted the girl with a pearl earring? It's Johannes Vermeer. Number five, what is tofu made from? It's soy or soya milk. Number six, in what decade was the pop icon Madonna born? 1950s. She was born in 1958. Number seven, what is the currency of Vietnam? That's the Vietnamese dong. Number eight, our solar system lies in which galaxy? That's the Milky Way galaxy. Number nine, which river flows through Perth in Australia? The Swan. Number 10, in what year did Tony Blair become the UK Prime Minister? 1997. Number 11, in the cartoons, what colour is Scooby-Doo's collar? It's blue. Number 12, As Long As He Needs Me is a song found in which musical? Oliver. 13, the Glomma is one of the principal rivers of which European country? Norway. 14, which notable figure was behind the fashion and lifestyle blog, The Tig? That's Meghan Markle. If you'd put the Duchess of Sussex, give yourself a tick. And number 15, what is the capital of the US state of New Jersey? Trenton. Final fling complete once again. As always, a pleasure to be your quizmaster. Hope you've enjoyed the quiz this week and have scored really well. Don't forget to give us a like and subscribe wherever you receive this podcast. And you can also check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Hope you have a great week and a fantastic week, whatever you're up to. As always, I'll leave you with one final tat fact. And did you know that blood donors in Sweden receive a thank you text when their blood is used? Just to let them know that their blood's now benefiting a patient. How cool is that? That's something we should roll out worldwide, really. Hope you have a great week. As I've said, have a safe week, and we'll quiz again soon. Take care. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.